Poet cannot keep himself aloof from the universe, by Maksud Hasni. Poet is not a space or supernatural creature. He, from his beginning to his end, is related with man. But he is more sensitive than others in some matters. He starts the journey of universe from his self, and then returns to his himself. Sometimes, in this journey, he becomes part of the universe. There are very few poets who travel from their self to universe and then return to their self. In such poets, Galib, Tagore, Goethe, Feng Shufeng, Coleridge, Longfellow, etc., can be cited for example. The matter, in fact, is that poet cannot keep himself aloof from the universe affairs, incidents and mishaps. Universal charm and some complexities affect him. These two elements stir his mind and they wish to travel in the universe along with the poet's expressions. And the poet cannot check their path with all his determinism. If he is lost in the universe, he presents what he finds in original form. In this regard, Urdu poet Nasr Akbar Abadi and the English poet Wordsworth can be presented as an example. This thing may be true in itself. A poet has some or the other ideology and it affects his masterpieces in one way or the other. However, he does not get the status of the first water. To determine purposes or destination is not proper for a poet in any way. Whatever he experiences or feels from his experience, he presents views in the form of words. It is another matter that the way of feeling changes from person to person. Poets cannot be compelled to feel in the same way. In this case, the compelled and forced poetry asked be written. Necessarily, the point with will forced to use symbols and allusions. It depends on the reader to get the meanings and themes from these symbols and allusions. Therefore, forced poetry is only poetry. Yes, the reader and critic can determine the destination of the poetry. Whatever the reader and the critic say is not the final thing. Their opinion can be rejected at any stage. Take Galib as example. Whatever he feels regards men and universe he expressed through words. But feelings ignore him and take up the guise of words. He cannot separate himself from men and universe. It is his natural weakness. My view is that terrorists must be demolished so that human beings may breathe peacefully. There is also reality that terrorism must be checked with a greater terrorism, or terrorism may be converted into affection. How can this be made possible? Blood is sacred and not to give it respect in no way proper. For this, it is necessary that man must be viewed with respect his needs, demands and psychological references. Doors of awareness and material development must be open everybody regardless of any distinction. I think without understanding the collective nature of men and universe, relief and prosperity cannot be brought about.